Yep, yep. No, there's that, and then there's the, you know, that medium has its warts, of course, but you know, but that is how the product was delivered to the people, you know, and you get yourself a remastered, you know, disc of something, and you know, and you make sure that your stuff's all pristine, and you're going to hear exactly what they wanted you to hear, exactly, you know, painstaking hours and, you know, engineering and stuff like that, studio time and all that, because they wanted a certain sound, and, you know, and you get that. And I thought, well, you can get that with streaming as well, but can you really? Because if you think about it, what can the streaming do at best? At best, it could be a perfect reproduction of exactly that. So why not eliminate the extra move and just go right for that? You know, so there are some things, you know, some of the reference material that I like to go to. I've got some go-tos, you know, not that they're particularly, well, most of them are pretty dynamic and pretty challenging, pretty well done pieces. You know, your typical Dark Side of the Moon, you know, of course, and, you know, other various, you know, albums that were just made so absolutely, you know, incredibly well. And then you know them so well, right? So now if you hear something, you know, you can really, really tell if it's, you know, how it sounds. There's some stuff that sounds wonderful that I'm not familiar with it enough, you know. So if I'm A-B-ing like a set of speakers, or, you know, or if I'm listening to a source and I'm trying to tell if this source better than that source, I don't know I'm not intimate enough with the material, you know. So that's why I do like those. And man, I cut my teeth on those with vinyl, you know. That I did those all with vinyl in my wicked mid-fi setup that I had back in the 80s.